Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, from the Mirror, 13 of the Queen's guards have been handed tough prison sentences, reportedly for breaking COVID-19 rules while throwing a boozy party close to Windsor Castle. 16 Welsh guardsmen were charged reportedly for mixing with civilians during the Riverside Bash. One former soldier told the Mirror, "There is a lot of anger within the lower ranks in the battalion over the harshness of these sentences. Look at how little civilians are being punished, and these guys have had half their monthly pay docked and get 2 weeks in military jail." If you'd like to book Harry and Meghan Markle to speak at your next event, well, that's going to cost you $1 million. You will also need to fill out the virtual event request form, according to The Telegraph, which says the form also asks you to list who will be in the audience and grant the couple moderator approval. The choice of introducer and moderator will be at the final discretion of the speaker, The Telegraph reported. The form also asks, what will the audiences see on screen? Will you incorporate any branding? What will the speaker see on the screen prior to and during the presentation? And Harry and Meghan's form requires details of all sponsors, regardless of whether they are directly involved with any particular presentation, asking, if you were to lose one or more of the above sponsors, would your organization still be able to move forward with this event? And from Yahoo, Netflix CEO Reed Hastings praised the couple for being smart about their future collaborators and said his network came up with the best complete package for them. He told CNBC, "It's going to be epic entertainment, so excited about that deal. They're smart, they were shopping it around across all the major companies, and I think we've really put together the best complete package, and we are going to do a wide range of entertainment with them. I think it'll be some of the most exciting, most viewed content next year." Mr. Hastings did not have any detail on what that exciting, most viewed content will actually be. Via Town and Country, Victoria Murphy says royal family members will be hoping that Harry and Meghan stick to the pledge that they made to uphold the values of Her Majesty in everything they do. Because while they have no way of controlling the Sussexes, the actions of this couple will inevitably still reflect on the institution. A source told The Sun, "Harry did not inform the Queen about the Netflix deal. Her view is simple. The royals are not for sale, and danger surrounds high-profile roles outside of the institution itself." A friend of Meghan says that Meghan has her sights set on winning an Oscar. The Pal told the Mail on Sunday, "An Oscar is all Meg has ever wanted. She used to practice her acceptance speech in the Mirror with a hairbrush when she was a kid of seven. She would also practice her signature in preparation for all the autographs she would give. Her absolute dream was to achieve the EGOT, the Grand Slam of show business, which is winning an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award." And to put a bow on the week, Finding Freedom continues to pay dividends. The Mirror pulled a section about one of Harry's friends, Skippy. Skippy was invited to Harry and Meghan's wedding, but did not make the cutoff for the reception, like some of Harry's closer friends, like George Clooney and Oprah. Skippy reportedly said, "We've lost him." I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue again. Good times.